Happy Monday and welcome to the show. After the show, I'm Amadeus.
I'm Eden.
We are from 99.9 Gator Country, your hometown morning show. And we have discovered that with this podcast, we can explore things a little better than we can on the radio and maybe get to some stories that we weren't able to get to at all. So here's some more stuff for you.
Yeah, and this one I think bears a little bit of exploration too. And I think I just love the pure cattiness and ridiculousness of this. Orlando Bloom and wife Katy Perry are neighbors with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So you might be thinking, I wonder if they're friends. I wonder if they hang out. Orlando Bloom has certainly expressed a lot of sympathy and a lot of camaraderie with Harry, with Prince Harry. And Meghan and Katy could be besties, but they are not.
Okay.
And let me tell you why.
I'm trying to picture like Katy walking over like to borrow a cup of sugar.
Right. Let me tell you why that will not happen. Back in 2018, when Harry and Meghan were married, Katy Perry made a comment. I guess she saw a picture of Meghan in her wedding dress and said, I would have done one more fitting.
Oh, snap.
Well, Meghan is known to hold a grudge, according to sources. And this is my favorite part of all. One source said, quote, while the comment wasn't meant to be hurtful, Meghan felt under siege at that time and was overwhelmed by arguments with staff, the Duchess of Cambridge, and Thomas Markle. What do you mean it wasn't meant to be hurtful? What nice sentiment could you get from that? I would have done one more fitting.
But you know what? I can kind of see where they're saying it wasn't meant to be hurtful. Now, at the time, Meghan's overwhelmed with all these other things. Katy was probably being not as catty as she was fun and trying to be a little funny. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't know.
I can't even imagine a scenario where that would ever be okay. If you've ever known a bride, especially the bride at a center of a worldwide event like Meghan Markle's wedding, to have a massive celebrity say, I would have done one more fitting. I don't see anything that could be construed as not being hurtful in that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, what was she saying that I could pull up a picture and look for myself and try to understand what she might have meant, but I just can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Is it too loose? Was it too tight?
Just maybe one more fitting. I don't know. I like to defend Katy because I really like Katy Perry.
I like her too.
And who knew they were going to be neighbors?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's that thing where you have a sassy comment. It just flies out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, maybe you're right. Not meant to be hurtful at all. Just she can't help herself from being sassy and clever.
Right.
And then, oh my gosh, they move in down the street.
And you're like, uh-oh.
That's the kind of thing that would happen to me. I'd get in an argument. Maybe there'd be like one person that I know can't stand me because I did something. I made a jerk of myself.
Katy should have immediately baked a casserole and a pie. And a big old gallon of sweet tea and went next door and said, I'm so sorry about what I said before. I was young and stupid. I love you. Welcome to the neighborhood.
2018. I have matured from
exactly.
That day. I would never do that today.
Well, I'm sure they're fine now. If they saw each other, they would probably be polite in public and
I'll
do the whole thing.
I'll bet there's a lot of stink eye going back and forth when they see each other. Who knows? There is a trend in gender reveals now where you get video of the older child, the one who is going to have a new sibling, reacting to whatever the news is, particularly if they absolutely are not down with whatever God has chosen to bless you with.
Some of my favorites of those videos are when the older sibling storms off,
yes,
like what I would call the set or whenever they're filming, like especially when they bust those things and the blue powder goes everywhere,
yes,
and the kid just gets this sour face.
Yes.
And just maybe even starts crying, which I know that's not funny. But then they storm off and you're like, what the heck?
And we're sort of new with the whole gender reveal thing over the past like decade.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids aren't like off getting married and doing things where you could show them these old videos and have a good time with it. But there will be a huge amount of people that are going to be sitting down with their siblings one Thanksgiving when they're grown up.
And these videos are going to come back.
Yeah. So let's listen to Dan and Shay. Shay is expecting another little boy.
Mm-hmm.
He already has two little boys, and evidently both little boys were really hoping to have a new sister. Here's Mama explaining why that is not the case.
Do you think you're going to have a baby brother or a baby sister?
I wanted a baby sister, so it's a baby sister.
Will you be sad if it's a boy?
Yes, because I want a sister.
Okay, it's going to be another baby brother.
I wanted a sister.
God knows what we need, and God decided that you needed another baby brother because you're such a good big brother to Amesie.
But does he know that I want a girl, so is he going to give me a girl baby?
Does God know that I want a girl?
God knows what we need. Well, but maybe he didn't understand me. Doesn't he know?
I want a baby girl.
That's cute.
All right. Finally, we talked earlier about why we watch TV the way we do. It goes all the way back to the days when we sat around campfires and told stories.
Yes.
Caveman days.
By the flickering light of the fire.
So it reminded me of this great skit. I know you are not a diehard SNL fan like I am.
Uh-huh.
And I remember back in the 80s when Dolly Parton was hosting, there was this great skit. Eden, you're going to love this. So imagine the cast. It was Mike Myers, Victoria Jackson, all this great classic cast. They're all sitting around. And Dolly's like in a rocking chair. And she's telling the story of how her mother told them stories when they were kids. And she starts launching into the story. She's like, she told us this great story of there was this lady named Lucy, and she was married to a Cuban musician, can you imagine, named Ricky. And she got into the craziest scenarios. One time she was working in a candy factory, and there was this conveyor belt, and she had to wrap the candy, and it started coming out faster than they could wrap it. So her and her friends started stuffing them in their mouth and in their clothes.
So basically she's recounting all the episodes of I Love Lucy.
Exactly.
TV show.
And then the cast of Saturday Night Live are looking at each other like, doesn't she know that's I Love Lucy? Basically, her mom was ripping off all these shows that she saw and telling the kids. And it was a great skit. It was a great storytelling skit.
I used to do that with my kids when I would tell them stories at night. Like, I'd have to make up a story as I went.
Yeah.
So sometimes I would just pull out whatever episode, or I would say, all right, tonight's story is going to be the episode of blah, blah, blah. And I didn't try to pass it off as my own because they were super little at the time.
Ah.
But still, I mean, there is some history for me with that. That hits me right where I live.
Well, Dolly's mom tried to pass them off as her made-up stories about Lucy.
That's pretty good. If you are enjoying the show after the show podcast, we would appreciate you leaving a review. If you know where to go about doing that, we sure have no idea.
Mm-mm.
And subscribe, like, all the things that you do to make people who do podcasts feel loved that we don't understand, but we know it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.